Now, we've talked about this before. Acceptance and approval are not the same thing. God accepts me no matter what I do. He does not approve of everything I do. Does that make sense? And the Bible says you are to accept everybody no matter what they do. It doesn't mean you are to approve of everything they do. Big difference.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called You've Got to Get Connected.
Now, it's interesting that Jesus, right before he goes to the cross, you figure whatever he's going to say to the people who are following him right before he goes to the cross is going to be most important. And he says this in John 14, 15, and 16. He's giving his last minute instructions to the people who are following him. And of all the things he could tell them, here's what he says. Live in me, and I will live in you. A branch cannot produce any fruit by itself. It has to stay attached to the vine. In the same way, you cannot produce fruit unless you live in me. He's saying, now, this is so important. Not only do you need the support, like in a building, and not only do you need the lifeblood, like being in a body, he's saying, you're not going to have any fruitfulness, any productivity in your life if you're out there on your own. You've got to stay connected. You've got to stay connected. Look at this next verse on the back of your outline. God's Spirit joins himself to our spirit. That's that connection. He joins himself to our spirit to declare that we are God's children. You say, I don't get that. Listen, when this happens to you, when you experience a spiritual connection for the first time, you know it. And all of a sudden, God no longer is some distant idea. You know God is real. There's not an atheist in the world who convinced me that God isn't real. Why? Because I talked to him. I just talked to him a couple minutes ago. I talk to him just like I'm talking to you. I've been a friend with Jesus Christ now for well over 40 years. Nothing could sway me of that. Why? Because I have a connection. It's not just about what the Bible says. It's not just what happens in the church. I have a connection to Christ. And that connection is so real. And I want you to have that kind of connection to God. It is the deepest prayer of my heart as your pastor and as somebody who loves you that you will have that connection that you go, whoa, there's no way I could not believe in God. I'm connected to him all the time. And I talk to him and he speaks to me and I hear him and I hear his voice, not in an audible way. God doesn't have to do that. I mean, you know, we get radio signals and TV signals through the air and don't understand that. God doesn't have to visibly put a sign out there. So he's saying, I want you to be connected and I want you to be joined to me. And he says, a disconnected branch, write this down, can't bear fruit. In plants, a disconnected branch can't bear fruit. You not only don't have the support, you not only start to wither and die, but you don't have any productivity in your life if you're not spiritually connected. He says, you got to be connected to have fruit. You know, I grow vegetables every spring, and I grow a lot of plants and fruit and all kinds of stuff. You know, if I cut them off, obviously, those branches aren't going to produce any tomatoes or anything else. All the different kinds of peppers. They've got to be connected in order to produce fruit. What kind of fruit? Up here on the screen. The fruit of the Spirit is this. There are 9 qualities. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be more loving. I'd like to be more joyful. I'd like to be more at peace no matter what happens to the economy. I'd like to be more kind to people who are mean to me. I'd like to be a good person, not a bad or an evil person. I want to be faithful, not unfaithful. I'm going to keep my promises. I'd like to be gentle when people are not very gentle and they're rude and crude and coarse. And I'd like to have more self-control. He says that's called the fruit of the Spirit. Now here's the point. The evidence that you are spiritually connected is you see those nine things in your life. If you are not seeing yourself grow in love and more joy and more peace and more patience and kindness and more self-control and more all these things, guess what? It means you're not spiritually connected. Because he says when you're connected, you're going to bear fruit. And the mark that you're not connected is you're cut off. Somehow you got disconnected from God, and you got disconnected from the body, and you got disconnected from the plant. And he says, I'm the vine and you're the branch. He says, that's what it's all about. Any fruit in your life? Some of you are fruit cakes. Some of you are fruit loops. Sometimes we're all a little tutti frutti. But he's talking about this kind of spiritual fruit in your life. Now he gives us the fourth one. And really, this is just a setup for where we're going in the weeks ahead. Being spiritually connected is like being born into a family.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First. As our thank you for your financial support, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
Being spiritually connected is like being born into a family. That's the fourth metaphor. God says, I want you to understand how important this is to be spiritually connected. He says, and to being a baby born into a family. Now, this, of course, is my favorite description of the church because it doesn't need any explanation. We are God's family. Now, you know, there's only 2 ways to get into a family. You either be born into it or you'll be adopted into it. Those are the 2 ways you get into a family. And you know what? In the Bible, God does both for you. It's called being born again, and it's called being adopted into the family of God. God does them both. And the cool thing about it is in Roman law during the New Testament, you could disown a child that you birthed. But if you adopted a child, you were forbidden to ever disown them. And God says, you are not only born again into my family, but I have adopted you, and there is no way I could ever disown you. That's a good one. That's good news. You mean no matter what I do? No matter what you do. Once you're born, you cannot be unborn. Once you are born again, you cannot be unborn again. Now, you can grieve the father, just like when I was growing up, I often grieved my parents. And the fellowship was broken. But nothing I did could ever cause them to disown me, because even if they said, "I disown you," which they wouldn't do, everybody knows I was still their child. Once you become a child in the family of God, you are in. Now notice this verse. We're God's family. 1 Timothy 3:15. He says, "I want you to know how people who are members of God's family must live." And then he tells us what that family is. God's family is the church. We are the family of God. Church is not something you go to. Church is something you belong to. You're welded in the building of the temple of God. You're grafted into the vine, in the tree of life. You're born again and adopted into the family of God. He's saying all these things. He said you're joined into the body of Christ. He said these are all connection models. What I want to do is I want to reposition Christianity in your mind. Most people think Christianity is a belief system. Well, there are beliefs involved in it. But you know what? It's more than that. It's a belong system. It's belonging to the family of God. It's being a part of the body of Christ. It's being built into God's temple, brick by brick. It's all of these connection terms. And he says it's like being born into a family. Look at this verse, Romans 15. "You will all be joined together, and you will give glory to God." Notice, being spiritually connected is how you give glory to God. "You will all be joined together, and you will give glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ accepted you, so you should accept each other, which will bring glory to God." Now, we've talked about this before. Acceptance and approval are not the same thing. God accepts me no matter what I do. He does not approve of everything I do. Does that make sense? And the Bible says you are to accept everybody no matter what they do. It doesn't mean you are to approve of everything they do. Big difference. And the Bible says that acceptance is love. Approval is not love. Acceptance is love. He says, "I will love you because my love isn't based on what you do. It's based on who I am." And that's why the Bible tells us that we are to love everyone. I am not allowed to hate anybody, no matter what they do or who they are. But it doesn't mean I have to approve of everything that they do or I do either. It's like being in a family. You don't approve of everything your sister did you? But I bet you loved her, or your brother, or your mother, or your son, or whatever. He says it's like being born into a family. And he says God gets glory when we love each other. Now this phrase, "each other," is used 58 times in the New Testament. And the Bible says, you've heard me talk about this, 58 times it says love one another, it says pray for one another, it says care for one another, it says serve one another, it says greet one another, it says help one another, it says encourage one another. If you could do a whole Bible study through the New Testament and find those 58 one another's, those are your family responsibilities. Are you doing those? That's why you cannot be all God wants you to be without being in the family of God. Would you write this down? Somewhere on your paper there. I cannot fulfill God's purpose by myself. I cannot fulfill God's purpose for my life by myself. It is absolutely impossible, because the number one thing God wants you to learn on life is how to love. Love Him and love other people. And that means you got to be with other people. You can't do it on your own. You just can't be a monastery monk or a guru up at the top of a mountain. You've got to be with other people, because the most important thing is learning how to love. It's all about connections. And that's why in our church family, to be a member of Saddleback Church, we ask people to sign a covenant. And those of you who are members of Saddleback have signed the membership covenant. And you remember when you read that, one of the things that says, I promise to love the other people in my church family. Now, you don't have to like them, but you got to love them. You know, some people are kind of hard to like. Oh, anybody, you don't feel that way, right? Some people are hard to like, but you know what? You got to love them. What is love? Giving a person what they need, not what they deserve. That's love. Giving them what they need, not what they deserve. When people hurt you, guess what? It just means they're hurting. They're massively hurting themselves. So you give them what they need, not what they deserve. He says, being born into a family. So have you committed yourself to a spiritual family? You don't have to join Saddleback, but just find one. There are hundreds of good spiritual families in South Orange County. We're not in competition with a single other church. We're all on the same team. In fact, many of the pastors of the other churches are my best friends. I've been in a small group with one group of pastors that started nearly 20 years ago. We're not in any competition with any other church. The competition with Saddleback Church is not other churches. It's recreation. Because on the weekend, they're not at our church or any other church. They're out wrecking creation. It's the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's the enemies. That's the competition. We want every church in Orange County could have 6,000 people, and we still wouldn't be reaching everybody. It'd be like two ants arguing over who's going to eat the elephant. You know, when I started Saddleback a long time ago, I went and I visited all the churches in the Saddleback Valley, and I added up all the number of chairs of every church and figured that if we filled every church three times on Sunday, we would still be reaching about 5% of the population. We want every church to grow. So just find a spiritual family. It doesn't have to be Saddleback. Saddleback may be too big. Or maybe you think I'm too ugly. I don't care. Just find a church and say, that's going to be my spiritual home, and get connected. Don't just attend. Get connected. There are plenty of good ones. You know, for centuries, because we are a family, Christians called each other brother and sister. And they talk about sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so. They did this for centuries until we just dropped it in the last generation. Maybe we ought to get back to calling each other brother and sister. Here's the point. A disconnected member feels unloved. A disconnected member feels unloved. Now, what does God want from us? And why are we going to do this series on getting spiritually connected? Well, because of this next verse. Let me read it to you. I beg you, brothers and sisters, to be completely joined together. That means really connected. Not just to God, but to each other. Be completely joined. Do you know what he's talking about here? The word for this is koinonia. And koinonia is the word for fellowship. It means being as committed to each other as we are to Jesus Christ. See, most people know John 3:16. They don't know 1 John 3:16. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. You know that verse. 1 John 3:16 says, and because Christ gave himself for us, we ought to give our lives for each other. Oh, we forget that part. That's being connected to our brothers and sisters in the family of God. I beg you, brothers and sisters, to be completely joined together by having the same kind of thinking and the same purpose. Would you circle purpose? And would you circle completely joined together? God says in that verse, I want you to be connected to each other on purpose. He says, I want you to be connected to each other with the same thought and the same purpose. We call that a purpose-driven connection. It's right there in the Bible. I beg you, brothers and sisters. He's not just asking for it. He says, I'm begging you. Be joined together. Be connected with the same kind of thinking and the same purpose. I was 25 years old when we started Saddleback Church. And I made a 40-year commitment to pastor this church. I thought if I start the church at 25 and I give 40 years to one community, what could be done? I'll probably know everybody in the community by that time. Hey, Pastor Rick. One out of every 9 people in South Orange County is a member of Saddleback Church. Now, I thought if I give 40 years from 25 to 65, what could be done in 40 years? We overestimate what we can do in 10 years. We underestimate what we can do in 20 or 30 or 40. God willing, I will complete my 40-year commitment. I have no intention of going anywhere else. I love this church. I'm going out with guns blazing, so you better buckle up. Okay?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want to thank all of you who've taken the time to write me and to share your story. I absolutely love these stories. Your letters and your notes really encourage me. Here's a note from a listener that I just want to share with you. It said, Pastor Rick, I want to thank you for your ministry of the Daily Hope podcast. They've been especially helpful as my wife and I are working through a painful time in our marriage and healing our relationship. It's a blessing to be challenged to love the Jesus kind of love and to build up trust once again where it's been broken. You know, as I work through a very busy time of year, I stream your podcast and find myself praying and nodding all day long. Now, I hope you're nodding in agreement, not nodding off in sleep. Your preaching speaks directly to my heart, and I'm praying for the courage to rebuild the trust and love, to love her the way that God built me to love her. Thanks again for your work and the transformative change it brings out. I truly don't know where I'd be without Daily Hope Podcast. Sincerely, Nathan. Thanks for writing, Nathan. I want you to know that I'm going to be praying specifically for you and for your wife and for your marriage. It means a lot to me to know that these broadcasts are helping you through a difficult time. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.